Yes, it's the Goldbergs. You know, ladies, when I tell you that New Does is one soap for everything in your wash, I mean all three kinds of wash, from heavy work shirts and towels to your pretty rayon slips.
Now, look here, young man. I want to talk to you about that.
Oh, about Does doing everything?
Yes. I'm just starting my spring house cleaning, and I have some heavy wash rugs that are just full of dirt.
Well, do them with Does. They'll come out wonderfully clean, and so easily, too. Why, no soap made gets dirt out easier than Does.
Well, I also have some special white bedspread and linens to wash. Will Does get them really white?
You bet. Why, Does will get them gleaming white. In fact, you've never seen more snowy white washes than New Does gives you.
But look, I have lots of fussy colored washables, like my nice rayon net curtains and bright slip covers. Now, you aren't going to tell me I can use Does for them, too.
I certainly am. That's what's so wonderful about Does. It's far safer for those pretty colors than any other leading granulated wash day soap. That's why Does is one soap you can use for all the washing you have at house cleaning time. From the dirtiest rugs to those nice net curtains.
Well, I declare, this Does is the most amazing soap I ever heard of.
Yes, you bet. Does is amazing. Just you try it, and you'll see Does is a brand new kind of granulated soap. So new, you've never before been able to buy a soap quite like it.
Oh?
Why, you can tell the difference just by the suds. Notice, Does makes far more suds in your machine than any of the four other popular granulated laundry soaps.
Well.
And Does gives you suds that build up faster and last longer.
Say, the more I hear about this Does, the better it sounds.
Well, just you give Does a chance to prove what wonders it does for everything in your wash during house cleaning time. And all the time. Just ask for D-U-Z, Does, in that big red and white box. And now, the Goldbergs. Sammy Goldberg took the bull by the horns last night. He invited the Jeromes over to his home for dinner. This was against Molly's wishes, for Molly wants to stay as far away from Walter and his mother as she can. After all, Rosie's in Florida now because of Walter, and Molly's supposed to be going there too. All because Rosie fell in love with Walter, who happens to be engaged to someone else. And now, Sammy, who knows that Walter's unhappy about that engagement, has thrown the house into a dither by inviting the cause of all the trouble.
Sammy invited.
That's enough. Your mother said she didn't want company, especially unwelcome company. Then it should have been like Mama said.
Why shouldn't Walter and Norma and his mother be welcome?
Because I don't break bread and shake salt with everybody.
All right, Jake, please. It's not a question of everybody. Please, so go out of the kitchen, please, so I can know what I'm doing already. Please.
Oh, excuse me. You changed your attitude. You're satisfied already that they're coming.
Jake, dear, please, I haven't got the head for the backwards and the forwards conversations. Now, please, I didn't say I was satisfied. They're coming, and family asked them already, so let them come.
Oh, I don't know why you're making such a fuss.
Will you tell your son why before I lose myself? Are you a child? Are you a stripling? Don't you know why?
No, I don't know why.
Molly, enlighten your son, please.
Please, you see, I'm trying to prepare the dinner. They're coming for dinner. Family invited him for dinner. I'm trying to prepare for the dinner. Please, I'm also trying to prepare myself to go to Florida. Please, enough is enough. Please, I have too much on my mind.
That's not the reason.
Yeah, I know the reason. It's not a very good one.
Why?
My leg is burning. Oh. Please, see, my leg is burning already. See, we've been a bit of nonsense.
What?
Of the talking.
Take the towel.
Give me the dish towel, Lizzie. Yeah. Please, give me. Go away from my novel family, please.
Be careful, Molly.
See that? All right, please, already. Give me the fork over there, please.
Here it is.
You see, it's burning. You see that it's burning? You see? See that? Oh, look at that. Let me turn over my leg.
Now you have to bother with legs.
All right, please. Now, what else would I be going to give them? If somebody's coming for supper, so I have to prepare something, no? If it's a leg, if it's something else. All right. So, is that nearly burnt? Is that? Gravy, I wouldn't have it ready. Gravy already is past already. I've forgotten already. And now, will you please remove yourself both together in ensembles and go inside and let me finish?
If I'm talking, let me talk. Are you satisfied that Walter and his mother and his financier are coming?
I'm not satisfied.
Then why don't you express your opinion?
I expressed myself already.
Then call them up and tell them not to come.
That's your answer?
Well, what do you want me to say, Paul? I told Mama why I think they should come.
Why?
I told Mama.
Then tell Papa. I'm also a member of the family of Goldbergs.
For the reason that...
I'm asking Sammy...
Walter asked to be invited.
Why?
That's just it. Why?
I'm asking you, why?
Well, maybe he likes Rosie more than we think he does.
All the more reason to keep him at his distance. He's engaged. Engaged to be married.
He's not married yet.
That's beside the point.
What point?
A very important point.
Jake,
don't hate me. I said a very important point. Rosie, your mother, me, or you, will never have it said that we were responsible for a broken heart or a broken engagement.
All right, Pa, have it your way. Do you want me to call them up and tell them not to come?
It's not necessary,
I
please.
I said it is necessary. And I said I don't want them here. I am not a hypocrite. I can't break bread and shake salt with people
unless
that
unless you love them.
Yes, unless I love them.
And meanwhile, at the hotel in Mrs. Jerome's suite, Walter discovers that his desire to be at the Goldbergs isn't quite matched by his mother's feelings.
I can't see the point of it, Walter. Who are the Goldbergs?
Sammy Goldberg is a friend of mine.
That's very nice, and I'm glad you found a friend up here. But why do I have to go and have dinner with his mother?
Why not?
What possible advantage could it be to me?
Does it have to be of advantage? They're nice people. I like them. And we'll have dinner and sit around and talk.
I didn't come up here to talk about the weather with strangers, Walter. I came up here to talk with you. But I haven't had any satisfaction from it yet.
The satisfaction you want can't be solved by conversation.
What's wrong with you, Walter? You're engaged to Norma. You like her. I know you do. Why do you keep postponing all the important things about living from month to month?
We don't have the same ideas of importance.
Oh, no. You think having dinner with some ordinary, uninteresting, and dull people in a small town is important.
Well, what's wrong with ordinary people? Do you think everything that's important comes with success and money and position?
No, I don't want to quarrel with you.
If you don't want to go, I'll call up the Goldbergs and tell them that you don't want to go.
I didn't say I don't want to go. I just want to know why you think it's so important.
It's not important. If you don't want to go, you don't have to.
Did you ask Norma if it would amuse her to go?
I didn't. I told her we were going, and I didn't say it would be amusing. The Goldbergs aren't entertainers, Mother. They're the family of a friend of mine. And if my family can't enjoy my friends, well, then I'm afraid I'm in the wrong family.
Perhaps you have the wrong friends.
That's what you've always thought. And you can think so if you like. I'm perfectly willing to forget all the advantages you're offering me, including a successful married life with a girl you think I ought to marry.
Walter.
Well, that's what you... What do you want me to say? Yes, Mother? You're right? Anything you say, Mother? Just say it?
You speak as if I wanted to hurt you or harm you, as if I disliked you. And all I want to do is give you anything you want.
I know you want me to be happy and famous and important and rich.
I want you to have everything the world can give.
It's too late to be talking about those things today, Mother. That world of success went up in smoke years ago. You've been living on borrowed time.
And all because I don't want to have dinner with the Goldbergs.
It's a symbol of everything about you.
What do you mean?
Nothing.
Tell me. I want to know.
You know it as well as I do.
What? What is it? Walter, why are you so hostile to everything I like and want?
Because it's full of false values. You worship success. You don't care about people.
I don't care about people who are failures.
What you consider failures. If you want a concrete example, think of Father.
What about him? What's wrong with your father?
Nothing's wrong with him except what you made wrong.
Walter!
He was a man who wanted to use his education and abilities for his profession. And because that wouldn't have brought the kind of success you think is necessary for a full life, you weren't satisfied. You started this business of yours and you made a success of it. And you made yourself into a success. And now you're the success and Father wears expensive suits and sits behind a desk and mechanically goes through the process of being an executive. He isn't living. He isn't doing what he can do, what he should do. You ruined his life, even if you made it a successful ruin. That's what you did, and that's what you think.
And the Goldbergs, I suppose, are the opposite. They're those extraordinary people who just get along with enough to eat and drink. Leading gay, gray, dull, monotonous lives, two jumps ahead of poverty. I know what that life is. You don't. I helped you escape from it. Very well, then. I'll go to the Goldbergs. I'll have dinner with them. I'll visit them in the splendor of their humble virtues.
Mother, you don't have to.
I want to. I want to see what's pulling you out of the kind of life you belong to. I want to see what's making you think upside down. I'm coming.
All right.
That's settled, then. I want to see what the great attraction is. I'll visit Mr. and Mrs. Goldberg, and your friend Sammy Goldberg, and, Walter. Don't they also have a daughter?
Well, doesn't seem as if the dinner will have much chance of success, with Molly feeling as she does, and Mrs. Jerome having her opinions of the Goldbergs. You know, I think it's time you showed your dishpan who's boss. So just throw out those old-fashioned halfway soaps. I mean bar soaps, because they cheat you on speed. And those tough granulated soaps, because they're short on gentleness to your hands. Bet your life, such halfway soaps don't belong in your dishpan. Now that new Dove is here. That brand new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash. And Dove has everything for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to extra gentleness for your hands. Yes, your hands will really come out of your dishpan feeling beautifully soft and smooth. In fact, Dove is far kinder to your hands than any other leading granulated wash day soap. Yet, no soap made can beat Dove for speedy dishwashing. It cuts even tough grease without any hard scouring. Why, you can tell the difference in Dove right in the sun. Yes, ma'am, ask for Dove today. It has everything for dishes. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. Next time, Molly meets Walter's mother and has a talk with Walter about Rosie. This is James Fleming wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.